Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145500. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. This is the show. Again, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take to benefit your family, your business from current events. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Chris Murray is in the house. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Ron, and great to join you. And good morning, everyone who's listening.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it, and my keyboard doesn't seem to want to be working today. We'll figure that out. Aha, now I think I've got the studio back here.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There they are. Every once in a while, they show up. Just remember, while I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We love to celebrate any time for a good party, a good celebration. Hey, I am ready, always looking for some fun and the bright side of everything. Today, I don't even know what this one is, National Booch Day. I'd have to look that one up, so I'm not going to say anything. National Hat Day. Yeah, I got a big head, so not too many hats for me. So I think even Strawberry Ice Cream Day. Can I get some chocolate, please? We'll have to stick with that. Tomorrow even it doesn't even get any better. Fig Newtons. Guess we'll have to go to the 17th where we get Hot Buttered Rum Day. So we'll be keep on celebrating right straight through the end of the month. What the heck? Hey, let's take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The markets, they are moving up 188 points as we speak. Once again, it was a rocky day today. We saw the markets down in pre-market trading. We saw them go up. Then we heard that there's not a whole lot going on in China, not nearly as much as we hoped. Then we saw the markets down again. Now they're up 183. Oil up $1.20 a barrel on the oil market right now. Now, don't get too excited because we still are in Taxifornia. We might have to go with the new governor. It might be Taxifornia squared because it's going to get even worse. But $2.243 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. Add $1.03 and you get California's price on average. If you need gas, though, you can go to Missouri for $1.89 in Missouri. Now think about this one. I can't believe this. Can you imagine that you can actually go to Hawaii, and I'd be very happy to do so, and get gasoline cheaper in Hawaii than you can get it in California. Think about that concept. Now, I don't know. I've been to Hawaii several times. I have missed the oil refineries there. I have not seen those. I've gone and seen plantations. I've seen sugar cane. I've seen pineapple, golf courses, beaches. But I have not seen too many oil refineries. I think they're probably shipping it in, and it's still cheaper than what we are paying right here in Taxifornia. Simply amazing. Moving right along, let's look at rates. 10-year Treasury up a little bit. Checking out the news. What's in the Ron's briefing? We're gonna tag this segment, Ron's Daily Briefing. Saw this one. There's a lot going on, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of interesting things. If you have a warped personality like I do, think about this one. Now, Chris, I'm going to throw – I don't usually throw things to you this early in the broadcast, but I know that you have a wonderful son at home. I want to ask you about this. Nike is coming out with a new pair of tennis shoes with a cell phone app to tie the shoes for you. Are you ready for that one?
Yeah. Well, as a parent, that would be helpful.
Could you imagine that? I mean, he's out on the playground. You see his shoes are a little loose, and just grab it on your phone and tighten the shoes for him.
Surreal. It's going to be automated for us at this point.
Isn't that amazing now? And you know, I when I look at shoes, and even for a boat my size, I look at them and I say, you know, I want a pair of tennis shoes, $50, $60. That's even too much. I still remember the $20 shoes. They're talking about this one. Originally, they talked about it at $300 a pair. I'm sorry, $800 a pair. Now they're back down to $350 a pair. I don't know what kids' shoes cost, but sounds like a lot of money to me. Bend over and tie the shoes, just saying. Heck, I've got a bad back and bad knees. I won't even spend that kind of money.
Ugh. It's going to be like Wall-E. Everything's going to be done for us, and we're just
right.
going to be carted around.
Yeah, we'll just sit there and go from meal
We've
to meal.
We've got to stay mobile.
Right, exactly. Speaking of staying mobile, how about Apple in the news today? This is another fascinating one. Apple spends, are you ready for this one? I should get a drum roll for this. Apple spend expenditure. Not a big company, right? I mean, and you think about numbers that we just can't fathom. But let's think about this. Apple and United Airlines. You ready for this number? I don't know if I can. $150 million a year they spend on airfare just with United Airlines. $150 million a year. 50 business class flights every single day from the U.S. to China. Can you imagine spending that kind of money on jet with look at that customer. I guess you're not going to have a lot of complaints from Apple employees about United Airlines, you think? But I think the president, every once in a while, he weighs in on China.
China.
Yeah, he's got a combination.
China.
Yeah, going to China, $150 million a year just for the one location. And obviously, the biggest ad of the day. Yes, it is. No question about it. The biggest conversation. Have you heard this one? Gillette. Gillette's now in the news over their backlash of their Me Too advertisement talking about men and getting rid of their toxic masculinity. Now, I don't know what toxic masculinity is. Just wonder about this. Why is Gillette getting into this in the first place? 2 million times the ad's been viewed on YouTube's in 48 hours. 2 million times they've seen this one ad. The bad part for Gillette, well, you know, it's always, I guess they say in advertising, all publicity is good publicity. Well, 50% of the people love the ad. 50% of the people say they don't want to use Gillette products. Now, if they understood the markets, Gillette is owned by Procter & Gamble. You tell me how you'd do anything without an involvement of Procter & Gamble in your life. They're just one of those behemoths. Talk about too big to fail. Yeah, well, that would be Procter & Gamble. And moving right along, yes, I know we have no problem on the southern border. And now the judge, now this is not surprising, other than the fact that we've got a New York judge, which they're probably just as loony as a California judge. I shouldn't say that in case I have to ever go to court, but I'll say it anyway. The judge has barred the Trump administration from adding a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. Yeah, let's say we keep our eyes closed, we don't have to worry about it. I guess that is the idea. Judge came out and said, well, the question's okay, but the process that U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross used to get it on the census, that's what's incorrect. Now, it is just a non-issue. I'm going to tell you it's a non-issue right now. Why is it a non-issue? Well, we've got the Southern Fifth Circuit. I think that's the California lunatics that never do their job right. Right? They're going to be ruling on this, but the Supreme Court is going to rule on it in February, or they're going to hear the case in February. So we know what San Francisco courts are going to say. They have the same answer every time. You know, I'm a big believer. I don't like the way the president goes about things, but he's getting a lot done, and I don't think he's a dumb man. So I think everything they do nowadays, they figure that is going to go to court. I don't know how you manage that way, how you run a country that way, but everything goes to court, so I'm sure they're ready for it. Moving right along in the briefing, Mexico death toll, 2 days of gang violence. How about 29 people killed in 2 days? Mexican authorities said on Friday that five attackers have died in a clash with soldiers in the northern border state of Tamaulipas, I guess is the way they say it, bringing the state's death toll in 2 days of presumed gang-related violence to 29. A group of armed assailants attacked a military patrol Thursday on a highway near Rio Grande, wounding one soldier, according to Tamaulipas state official, who was not authorized to be quoted by name. You know what that means in Mexico? If you're not authorized to be quoted by name, you better not get caught. Just a thought there. Founder of a viral $20 million border wall GoFundMe campaign is refusing to answer basic questions about his new nonprofit organization that will use donor funds to construct a piecemeal wall mile by mile. That's a fascinating story watching. $20 million of private money being sent. I guess people are speaking with their wallets. We talk about that on Ron Siegel Radio all the time, how people speak with their wallets. They vote in California with their wallets. You actually get a better voting record with your wallet here, $58.6 billion every single year leaving the state of California in adjusted gross income, and it's been happening now since 1992. Pretty fascinating watching how people are just leaving the state because they don't want to deal with the Sacramento. Unreal. Maybe we'll talk to Chris about that a little bit later in today's broadcast as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about a lot. We got angels, ducks, homeless, water, elections. Whew, we better get at it because we got a lot to talk about. We might even talk about buying a home young to build wealth. And what are the tax benefits of an LLC? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. They're the only ones I know of with the Fast Pass loan approval, saving you as much as $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 171 right now as we speak. Oil up $1.25 a barrel. 10-year Treasury, that's up just a little bit, one basis point, not enough to talk about. And if you recall, if you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis, you know that I say this to you all the time. So these are the numbers that you can find on that. Oh, I forgot to give you the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. That one's not doing a whole heck of a lot today either. So 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points. The bond is pretty flat. Now remember, as I tell you all the time, those are all of the issues that you can find on that super secret website, google.com. Now, if you want the actual information as to why it's happening, that's what we talk about right here on Ron Siegel Radio. So why is that happening? Well, here's the why of it. It is the stocks. J.P. Morgan missed their earnings, disappointing earnings report. Mortgage bonds, they began today a little bit higher. As I told you, they're a bit flat. The economic news is pretty quiet. Only the producer price index report was released. That report measures inflation on a wholesale level. It's a widely followed report, but gets no respect from the markets and does not usually have an impact on trading. Oftentimes, I joke about this report and compare it to Rodney Dangerfield, and I have to be careful because my wife and I were out this weekend, and she saw a sign for Burt Bacharach, and half the people that were at the party we went to after that did not know who that was. So I hope you know who Rodney Dangerfield is. Doesn't get any respect, but joking aside, this report shows us if producer costs are going up, which can in turn affect consumers, if producer costs were to change, the producer could pass those additional costs or discounts down to the consumer, or they could adjust their margins. No one's talking about that. That's probably what's happening right now with all these tariffs from China is adjusted margins. And that's probably why we're not seeing all of these issues. But that is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only ones I know of with that Fast Pass loan approval. Always like to get our briefings, our updates. Chris Murray has her finger on the pulse of what's going on around Southern California. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Great to be here.
Glad to have you. So, new election for you.
Yeah, so I just finished 8 years as former mayor pro tem and council member in Anaheim, and looking forward to continuing
next chapter
as a Orange County supervisor representing our area, District 3 and the County of Orange.
Nice. You, not even, what is it, 3 months of retirement?
I know. Maybe? What's interesting is I had filed to run for this race last March for 2020 when Supervisor Spitzer would have termed out, but he's now Orange County District Attorney Spitzer.
Okay.
And so there are 2 years left on his supervisorial term. So there is a special election that many people may not be aware of coming up on March 12th. And I plan to run for that. I am running for that and working hard to win it.
Does anybody ever show up for special elections?
You know, it's a reduced turnout. There's no question because there's just not a lot of advance notice for folks, and people aren't expecting it on an off election cycle. So that is incumbent on us as candidates to really get the word out. And so working really hard, meeting with residents, businesses, stakeholders all across the district.
So I'll throw some, maybe, and I don't even know if you know the answer to this. I just learned about this issue called harvesting last election cycle. Do they do that for these special elections too?
Well, ballot harvesting was authorized by the California State Legislature not that long ago, honestly. But it played a big role in this last election. We saw that the County of Orange had significant Democratic turnout and a big sweep on our federal offices and some of our local offices by the Democratic Party, historic for Orange County. And some of that is attributed to what's called ballot harvesting. So for those who aren't familiar, that is where a third party, whether it's a partisan organization or any organization, can file to be able to basically collect your ballot for you and turn it in for you and really help to encourage you in that process to vote for a slate of candidates. And they were very effective at reaching out to folks early once they had that authority and collecting thousands. I mean, the county registrar was counting ballots for weeks and weeks, literally, well, right into the holiday season. We didn't know the outcome of some of these races because as many ballots as were mailed in advance in a traditional format of absentee were dropped off the day of the election through ballot harvesting. Hundreds of thousands of ballots were dropped at the registrar's office.
That just seems fascinating to me. And, you know, I've had my own thoughts about it, and you wonder how you have so many candidates that are on the Republican side win, but all of a sudden you've got the new ballots and things change all of a sudden.
Right.
It just leads you to wonder, just a conspiracy mind that I might have.
I think people should be very cautious because once you hand over your ballot, and especially if you only vote for potentially the top of the ticket, you have no idea if whoever you're handing it to fills out the rest of it for you. And your ballot's sacred. It's your voice and then who represents you at all levels of government. So
they don't even have to put it in an envelope then?
There's no guarantee that it was sealed when it was handed off.
Okay.
There's no way to guarantee that or confirm it.
Sure, that makes sense.
Right.
I mean, interesting. So it's just a fascinating issue about how our whole election system is working anymore with, you know, some of us believing that it's not, you know, the right people are not always voting. You're getting multiple people voting. And just where the checks and balances are just of the election system.
Well, you know, the old adage and joke used to be vote early, vote often, because in Chicago there were a lot of folks who are no longer of this veil who voted in elections
exactly
back, you know, quite some time ago. But the fact is, with harvesting, unless you fully fill out your ballot all the way down, seal it, and mail it in yourself, you have no guarantee that it's your vote based on who you would want representing you.
That's a shame because we definitely need to, you know, I'm a big believer that people need to get out and vote. I've had many, many battles
Absolutely.
In my house.
Absolutely.
Two things, get educated first and then vote, right? I mean,
it's so important.
People died for us to have that right.
Sacrifices have been made for us to have a free nation, a truly free society, and for that to be preserved, maintained, and to evolve and continue, then we have to vote. And so I encourage everybody to vote
right at
every election. But like you said, take the time, read the pamphlet, try to meet with some folks, learn the issues. It's really not a huge investment of time, given that there are people on battlefields for us to preserve that right.
Right.
So let's take the time and vote and make sure it's our vote and nobody else's.
Absolutely. And, you know, we'd end up controlling more things, especially those that are not thrilled with high gas prices.
Right.
We would know that, you know, if we spent some time with candidates of both sides, right? Understand everybody's position and then make the decision that's right for you and your family.
And just choose who you think's most qualified.
Right. Absolutely. So Anaheim, obviously, you know that intimately.
Right.
Angels might be here for a little bit longer, at least.
Well, we now have a mayor and a council working with the Angels in good faith to negotiate an agreement that works for our residents, works for taxpayers, and works for the team. And, you know, our team has wanted to negotiate in good faith for a number of years and was unfortunately not in a position, given the leadership that was in place, to do so. But we're now there. Harry Sadu, our new mayor, he's wasting no time tackling the big issues that have struggled under prior leadership. And so he's at work, the team's responsive, and rolling. Everybody's rolling up their sleeves, and I feel real good about it.
It's wonderful watching that, and you must have intense frustration. Because a lot of the things that are happening now, I know from my own visuals that you were really active in and really promoting, and now they're happening because of some other members of the council that are following in the leaders, the groundwork that you laid, and others that are jumping on that same boat.
Yes, you know, the Angels and the agreement we attempted to negotiate in 2014 you know, was so misrepresented over and over again. We were never, as a city, going to give a stadium away at $1 a year for 66 years. And Artie Moreno and the team never even asked for that. That was boilerplate language that this former city attorney put in there as a starting point, and it became the political football of all time. So that was just a farce. from the beginning, but unfortunately our former mayor just used that to so mislead the public that we were never able to get past go and get to a place of negotiating in good faith. You know, we've really got to be careful with this Twitter style of governance, because once we get hooked on headlines, we don't get into the substance. The fact is, Harry Sidhu, the council, and our owner, Artie Marina, the team's owner, are sitting down. They're having great discussions. The council is going to consider tonight, at their meeting tonight, a one-year extension to give them some quality time, both for the city and the team, to get those terms in place and bring it forward. And I have full confidence they're going to get it done.
Well, when you mentioned something that was and I'll throw this as my opinion, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on it. The former mayor was never looking for wins for everybody. He felt that he could strong-arm people. And those are conversations I had with him, and he told me that. So it's not like a question mark. But now when you just made the comment that it's a win for the team, a win for the city, and a win for the residents, that's the way a good deal is. And if everybody feels that they gave up a little bit too much, then you really have a good deal.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of the idea
of you can live with it. But it's not really exactly what you wanted.
Right.
You found a sweet spot. Right.
Now, we may have to get the city manager to go back to our very early days of textbooks and start using the italicized letters instead of, you know, putting a dollar in, they'll put an N or an X or something like that.
I wish it had just been a blank line instead
right.
of that boilerplate language. But that was the former city attorney, and he was very well intentioned.
Sure.
Nobody knew that would be so abused the way it was, that language.
And well, when you go out and try and mislead people, that's
the residents were misled, the community at large was misled, but we're back to a good place.
Good.
And I feel good and optimistic about the future. And just really on a fine point, want to make. Our Angels, Angels Baseball, have been such an extraordinary community partner, particularly in programs that service children and families, not just in Anaheim, but across Orange County. The team's owner, the organization, the players give so much time, resources, and commitment to our greater community. And keeping them here for the next 60 years, they're part of our heritage, and it's very important that we keep them here, not just from a financial bottom line, but because they're an extraordinary community partner.
You know, Sabine, that's an issue that doesn't get covered nearly enough. We've got, you know, I look at it, and I'm just a little radio guy, right, that talks about this stuff. And you look at the Disney, you look at the Angels, you look at the Ducks, and you hear the headlines with all of those organizations, but you don't see the underlying things. The parks that are being funded and the school programs
Correct.
And the visits over to the hospitals that the teams and the players all participate in, right? And those things are things, you know, and
you can't put a price tag on that.
Right. You can't, exactly. That's the whole thing. And it doesn't get put into the paper of a dollar a year, which was bogus anyway.
Right.
But how many millions of dollars worth of benefit and goodwill?
And well over $500 million in annual economic benefit to the city and the greater county in revenue and economic prosperity of our small businesses around the stadium. And you ask a restaurant around the stadium if they would be better off if there was just housing there. You'd get a pretty firm answer.
I have asked some of them, and they said, well, can we get like 300 games a year instead of 160?
Exactly.
Right? They're making a lot of money from that.
Right.
The waitresses are making money. The busboys are making money. A lot of benefits. We're going to talk more with Chris Murray when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Buying a home young is the key to building wealth. What are tax benefits of an LLC? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Buying a home young, it is the key to building wealth. Homeowners who purchase their homes before the age of 35 are better prepared for retirement at age 60, according to a new Urban Institute study. The organization surveyed adults who turned 60 or 61 between 2003 and 2015 for their data. I quote, "Today's older adults became homeowners at a younger age than today's young adults. Half the older adults in our sample bought their first house when they were between 25 and 34 years old, and 27% bought their first home before age 25. Shared a chart earlier on our social media channels on this whole study. Go take a look at it. Study goes on to show the impact of purchasing a home at an early age. Those who purchased their first homes when they were younger than 25 had an average of $10,000 left on their mortgage at age 60. The 50% of buyers who purchased in their mid-20s and early 30s had close to $50,000 left, but traditionally had purchased more expensive homes. Many housing experts are concerned that the homeownership rate among millennials, those 18 to 34, is much lower than previous generations in the same age range. Study results gave a great reason why this generation should consider buying instead of signing a renewal on their lease. I quote again, as people age into retirement, they rely more heavily on their wealth rather than their income to support their lifestyles. Today's young adults are failing to build housing wealth, the largest single source of wealth, at the same rate as previous generations. While people make the choice to get to own or rent that suits them at a given point, maybe more young adults should take into account the long-term consequences of renting when home ownership is an option. That's why we have the Get Mortgage Ready program. Think about that one, and we'll talk to you about it more in the days and weeks to come. Bottom line, if you're one of the many young people debating whether buying a home this year is right for you, let's chat about it. Let's get you on that mortgage-ready program. and get you into home ownership or get you on a path to home ownership. It's not that difficult. Most people don't realize what they need to buy a house. They think that they need a higher credit score than accurate. They think they need a bigger down payment than accurate. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation this morning, Chris Murray is with us. We're chatting about Orange County and what's going on around the community. So a new recently, I don't know, what was it, before you were, before you left office or after, but the Ducks are doing some good stuff too.
Yeah, that was one of my final votes before stepping down, and that was to renew our agreements with the Anaheim Ducks and Arena Management that manage the Honda Center for the next 25 years, plus their extensions built into that, so we could have them here easily for the next 50 years. They are purchasing the land around the stadium, but not the stadium itself.
Okay.
And then the purchase agreement will have funding built in to upgrade the stadium and then a revenue source for the city. As part of that agreement, they're also agreeing to take over the management of our Arctic train station. So there will be no cost burden to taxpayers to own and operate that facility any longer.
Wait, you got to back up here because I remember in this prior administration, the mayor saying how bad Arctic was because it was a burden on the city.
Yeah.
But it's not?
It's not a burden on the city. It
wow.
honestly never was, because the funding comes out of transportation funding. It never hit the general fund. But that being said, for those who may not know, the transportation facility, Arctic, in Anaheim, right by the stadiums, between the two stadiums, is the centerpiece of the second busiest commuter rail corridor in the country today.
Really?
Yeah, Metrolink and Amtrak combined create a corridor called the Los Angeles-Orange-San Diego, or LOSAN corridor. It is the second busiest commuter rail corridor in the nation today, and traffic is growing. People want more transit services, particularly millennials. So Arctic is right in the centerpiece of the entire region and a huge economic driver for our region long term.
You know, it's interesting, because maybe it's just because I'm old that I don't think about it, but I know some seniors I've talked to and younger people are much more interested in getting into public transportation.
Millennials, you know, I've served as a representative of the city on the Regional Planning Board for Housing and Transportation for 8 years. And as we've studied trends, and particularly by demographics, millennials are not interested in cars or home ownership. They're far more interested in renting, keeping their debt ratios low, having active transportation and transit services. And that's our whole next generation of workforce. So we have to plan and prepare for that.
Well, then that kind of throws another wrench in the questioning, though, because I see that at least one member of the current city council wants rent control. So what is that going to do? Because as an investor, I don't want to have anything to do with owning a piece of property that I'm going to rent to anybody where I have rent control.
Right. It is critical that we work together to protect private property rights in this region, and certainly in our county. Rent control has actually proven to depress property values and has not been a driver in really helping those most in need of securing affordable housing. The regulatory burden in this state is what's driving up the cost of housing and what is limiting new housing stock from even being built. So until we get the regulators to understand that they have got to throttle back and stop pressing forward on new regulations, we're not going to solve the housing equation.
And it seems like we're going the other way around, though.
Rent control is a step in the wrong direction.
So right.
Inclusionary zoning, which forces affordable units on developers rather than trying to figure out a way to make it work out economically, forcing affordable units, thus depresses the value of those who pay market rate for the rent, the units around them. It sounds good. It sounds fair. But in practice, it just doesn't work out that way for those most in need.
And I would say that if I, as a property person or as a real estate person, I don't want to have anything to do with owning that property.
Correct.
Right? So the property value is going to drop. I'm not going to rent it out to anybody, no less somebody that, you know, rent control. I'm going to want to try and get it rezoned to something else, which then is going to exacerbate the problem.
There are ways to work with developers. Irvine has been very successful at this and working with developers to help partner on the cost of land so that they can build more affordable housing without losing their shirts. And therefore, you have that entry-level workforce housing in place. And you can do it in a way that is truly seamless and doesn't stand out in a community. And Irvine has done a very, very good job of that. And other cities should follow suit, including Anaheim, which we did when we still had redevelopment. And that was dismantled by the state. And those tools to help buy down the cost of land disappeared. So cities got stranded. But in downtown, if you go downtown Anaheim and check out the Packing House, and I hope you do.
Right.
Everybody out there, missing out on a great, great night out.
It's a wonderful venue. There's a lot of people there.
It's incredible. Yeah, the food, the choices, the entertainment, it's just amazing. But 10 years ago, you wouldn't have walked down there at night unescorted by police. So
right.
That's what a good partnership with a municipality and private sector can build when you work together and you find common ground. But the housing that went up around that was subsidized by the city and the state in order to make sure there was workforce housing all through there. And a lot of blight was eliminated and great new workforce housing was put in place. It's beautiful. Nobody realizes it's affordable. When you look at it and you walk through there, and it has absolutely brought an entire community together.
There's a lot of misconceptions and myths out there. And I want to talk to you about that when we come back, because we hear that all the time when it comes to homelessness and the facilities that, you know, it's going to kill my neighborhood. It's going to kill my property value. And like you just said, the workforce housing, nobody even knows it. And I'm going to wonder about that with regard to the homelessness. We spoke about that last week, but I want to talk to you more about that. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also chat a little bit about the tax benefits. Well, maybe we won't talk about the tax benefits of an LLC. Maybe I'll save that till tomorrow. What the heck? It's my show. I can change the schedule. And we'll just talk more with Chris Murray when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with me, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Twitter @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today is going to be preemptive, but I will tell you it's brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older and have some equity in your property, hey, the reverse mortgage probably is a good idea for you. Most people do not understand it, and many times that which we don't understand, we don't like. So just think about it. Give me a call, and I'll explain the whole thing to you. Again, that's Word on Wealth brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Glenda, I'm glad you tuned in. I'm reading your comment here as I go, so I don't even know what it says, but I'm going to just tuned in a few minutes ago. Let me get back to it because it just popped by. And haven't heard everything. So can a voter request a ballot by mail for special election?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Now, the other part of it, maybe do you know the answer is, like, I have a permanent absentee ballot status. Does that mean they're going to automatically send me? Okay, so they're going to automatically send me a ballot.
If you're
I don't have to do anything.
An absentee voter, you will get your ballot in the mail.
Okay.
Just like any other election.
Okay.
If you want to register absentee, there's still time. So just reach out to the registrar's office and do so, Orange County Registrar. If you Google it, or I can look it up for you really quick, but if you just Google it, it'll come right up.
And is there going to be a lot of different items on the ballot, or is it just the one item?
It'll just be the candidates who formally file, and I'm one of them.
Okay.
That will formally file, and filing doesn't close until January 28th.
Okay.
So if you're interested, there's still time. If you want to throw in on the ballot.
Chris, I'll tell you this. I've said this to Chris personally. I don't understand why people get into that arena, but thank goodness there are people like Chris that do. So it's a blood sport, but
it is. But that's democracy, and if it were easy, everybody would do it, right?
Yeah, but you know something. I'm more. I guess I'm old school, and I don't like all the negativity that comes with it.
Nobody likes.
Right. But there's so many. But I guess it's the old thing that if it bleeds, it leads.
It's unfortunate. You know, for myself, I know there are people in the race that are going to run on a partisan basis and they're welcome to it. I am running in it's a nonpartisan race, meaning it's not a Republican or a Democratic seat. There are no primaries for those. At the city level and at the county level, these are what are called nonpartisan, meaning you represent everybody. So I'm running an issue-based campaign based on my record and based on the work I want to do on behalf of residents at the county, which is your social services, your sheriffs, your Orange County Fire Authority, your animal services, foster care, health, transportation, really that critical level that crosses over city boundaries.
Okay.
And my record is right along those issues. Happy to talk to anyone about it. But there is still time for folks who are interested in running. January 28th will be the deadline, and then we'll know the final candidate list that are running for this seat. March 12th is the election.
Okay.
There will be no runoff. It is winner takes all. You win by one vote, you're the next supervisor.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you could end up getting 10% of the vote, and so be it.
Right, but you still have to run again for the full seat in 2020. So no rest for the weary. Whoever runs and wins
is going to be back on the trail again.
Has to stick to it. You know,
I don't know if this is really a county issue, but I know that you were very, very active in the leadership on the whole homelessness issues.
It's actually the county's one of their primary functions is to provide those safety net services, which include homelessness.
So I don't want to get partisan or anything. So you were covering the counties behind when you were leading on this from Anaheim.
I'm just glad that we instituted one that we called for the state of emergency, which I did call for. And then we put together an action plan to help the encampments and the residents living along the Santa Ana River Trail. And within 120 days, by working together with our county partners, with the cities that also flank the river trail, Orange and Fullerton, and all the way down. I mean, it was miles, as you know, through the center part of the county. But all the cities that surrounded it, we came together with law enforcement, social services, CityNet, the county, mental health, and we sheltered over 1,000 people in 120 days, and then the county was able to restore the Santa Ana River Trail for public use, and it was successful by really pulling everybody together, and I was thrilled to take a leadership role. But the one thing I caution everyone is, even though, you know, that was removed and it was causing a public health and public safety crisis for the county, that is not the end of the story. We have a long road to go to truly solve the escalating homeless crisis in Orange County.
So what are the
and
next steps?
That's my primary reason for running. Well, the next steps are really creating the level of mental health and social services and transitional housing, and then on to permanent and permanent supportive housing that is needed countywide to truly house our population. And so it's going to take quite a long road. I worked with a number of officials in Orange County to get legislation approved. Tom Daley, an Anaheim representative in the Assembly, Sharon Cork Silva and Senator Pat Bates and Senator Morlock all teamed together on legislation AB 448 to get a housing trust fund, which will help to finance the transitional housing across the county. We now need to implement that program and then start building that type of housing. And so that's one of the major reasons I'm running, is to provide leadership and action-oriented service to ensure we really have long-term sustainable solutions.
Well, one of the issues, and those that listen on a regular basis, we had Paul Leone on about a week and a half ago.
Right.
And we were chatting about this, and a lot of the folks, a lot of us have misconceptions, right? So we don't understand that the seniors are the biggest growing segment of the population.
Right.
But the other part that many of us didn't understand was that there's 10 to 20% of those people that have jobs, they just need them, that they're looking for a hand up. Not really looking for a handout.
That's correct. I mean, there's no question there's a criminal element because of 4757, and there's a significant amount who are dealing with mental health, and then you have a very significant population as a result of the opioid crisis in this country. But the vast majority we're finding, you know, and sadly so many are veterans too, are individuals who just can't find affordable housing, and or for, you know, have had something catastrophic happen in their lives, and they find themselves in these circumstances without a family support network or others that can help. And so, and they want help and they'll accept help. And so if we can come together, and the county's foremost responsibility is to provide that safety net of social services. We were able to open the Kramer, Bridges at Kramer, which is the county's first full-service year-round homeless shelter in Anaheim. And when we were first trying to get that project through, the opposition to it was loud and vociferous, and people did not want that facility
right
there. And we had worked with the county, and I will credit also former supervisor, now district attorney Todd Spitzer. I worked with Todd Spitzer along with our city staff and my colleagues and county staff to create a management plan for that facility that protected and the surrounding community, which was mostly business related, it's an industrial area, but also to ensure there were no safety risks and to those who would be there.
It's a big issue.
Right. To make sure there were no adverse impacts to anyone. And so it was extensive, you know, to how you even got checked into that facility, ensuring there was no loitering, no walk-ups, that there was significant public safety associated with it, and that we co-located all of the social services, because every individual who becomes homeless is in that capacity for many different reasons. There is no one-size-fits-all. So co-locating all those social services at the facility made sure that we could provide wraparound services to those who were there. And now, fast forward a few years, those who were most concerned about that facility have become some of its biggest advocates, particularly its neighbors. There have been no adverse impacts. And if we can do that and show value, then it takes some of the fear factor away from doing these facilities in other places.
I just heard that about the condominium or complex over by the temporary shelter.
Yeah.
that they were totally against it, and now they're an advocate.
They're an advocate. We've gotten folks out of the parks, out of camps, where it's totally unsafe for them.
Right.
And we've got, and I will say, this is Harry Sidhu and the Anaheim business community coming together with city staff, county staff, and other community stakeholders, along with Pauline from Illumination Foundation. But they got that facility up and running in 14 days. That was our Christmas miracle, so that people were not living in the streets in all of these storms. And we emptied out Schweitzer and La Palma and Maxwell Parks as encampments that were taking hold. And now they're in a place where they're getting help.
It can be done. And I'm gonna not that I want to toot your horn, Chris, but you've been on many times talking about the idea that if we can get this public-private partnerships and get rid of the animosity,
right,
a lot can happen, and it was proven there that it can happen quick.
Dollar. Right, you stretch your tax dollar, you don't burden taxpayers.
Right, I mean, that was just fascinating. I got in a lot of debates about how did it happen in 14 days when it didn't happen before that,
right,
and it had to do with getting rid of some of that animosity.
Amen. Yeah.
We're going to continue these conversations as we go. Thanks, Chris Murray, for coming in. Hopefully we'll get you to come back again before the election so we can get more information from you on what's happening. And we also ask that you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.